Reagan had a hero in the form of Eisenhower, but he also had a villain. Not well understood is the arch villain in Reagan's life was Robert Kennedy. He became Reagan's supreme nemesis for unusual reasons. In 1961, upon becoming his brother's attorney general, Bobby Kennedy pursued corruption with a vengeance. As a sidebar, he also targeted political opponents. In February of 62, Kennedy hauled Reagan before a grand jury. 2 weeks later, the Justice Department subpoenaed Reagan's tax returns. The matter never resulted in an indictment, but in April of that year, Reagan lost his job as host of the General Electric Theater. Reagan's teenage kids got that news over lunch one Sunday. "I just lost my job," the future president told his son Michael. "The Kennedys threatened General Electric." His daughter Maureen confirmed that conversation in her memoirs, saying, quote, "Bobby Kennedy had a hand in this cancellation."